This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey. And the Williamsport Crosscutters starting their journey in the summer of 2024. And with that, we bring in my good friend and just does fabulous work, Gabe Sinacropi. Hello, Gabe. Great to hear your voice again.
Steve Jones, you're too kind. Well, how can I get in on some of that NIL money? I need to start working on that.
Your name, Gabe Sinacropi, your image, Gabe Sinacropi, and your likeness to me are all worth a lot.
not worth too much, especially the image.
Hey, the other season coming up, it takes a lot of organization in the off season to get to this point. I mean, can you even throw a dart as to how many man hours are needed just to go through the process of getting a season ready?
If I really calculated it, I would cry. So I'm not even going to throw a dart. We just do it. You know, this is for myself and our vice president, general manager, Doug Estes, our 31st opening day here in Williamsport. And, it doesn't get easier, but it's still fun. I know that, but it does take a lot. And a lot of people don't know all that goes into it. And you know what? They don't need to know. All they need to know is that the beer is cold, that the food's hot, and that we're having fun at the ballpark. So, and that the place is clean. So, you know, they don't need to know all the things that go on behind the curtain, but there certainly is a lot of it in the other 9 months when we don't have a season.
Yeah, a lot goes into it. All right, so now you have to get the team in place. You had a meet the team event, I believe it was last night. And my understanding is the turnout was tremendous. What does that tell you about the people embracing these guys?
Yeah, you know, we always get a few hundred people to our Meet the Cutters event. We usually hold it right here at the stadium, and just kind of gives everybody the opportunity to come out and meet the new players, new manager, new coaches, and get a feel for everything, and gives Gus a chance to get a feel for everything as well. We always like to do it. It's always well attended, and we're glad that we got it done last night. Now we move on to opening night tomorrow night.
All right. Something, too, that happened during COVID was that it was a hesitation at first on the part of, I think, almost every franchise about host families and so forth. And then finally that dissipated. How strong has that program been in Williamsport?
Really strong, Steve. I mean, really strong going back to our days of the early 90s being the Williamsport Cubs. I mean, we've relied a great deal on host families, and I think it's great for the lower levels of the minor leagues and these collegiate summer bat leagues to have guys with host families. And I know that, by and large, the players appreciate it. They, other than being at college, you know, they may not have been away from home all that much. And to have a family take them in and show them around and have somebody that they can lean on in many different ways, I think is very valuable. So our host family program is strong, always has been, and we've had some incredible relationships that have come out of it. You know, and guys 5-10 years down the road get married. You know, that these host families are invited to that wedding wherever it is across the country. When some of these guys make it to the major leagues, they're still in touch with their host families. Like last year, when the Phillies were here for the MLB Little League Classic, the guys on the Phillies who were crosscutters, to a man, all wanted to have an opportunity, if they could, to see their host families when they were here. And that tells you what that program's all about.
No question. Give me an idea of, you have great promotions, but what do you consider a couple of your marquee promotions coming up this summer?
Well, next week I'm really looking forward to an appearance by actress Kate Flannery from The Office.
Yeah.
She played Meredith. And
yes.
And we've, you know, the Office actors and actresses have made the rounds of minor league baseball. We have not been able to have any of them here, but we are able to work this one out with Kate. She's originally from Pennsylvania, from the Philly area, and we're having her up here in Williamsport at a time where she's visiting her family just outside of Philly. So it worked out great for us. So we're really looking forward to that. You know our director of smiles, Rashawn, Steve, and
yeah.
we celebrate. When we have a game on June 28th, we celebrate Rashawn's half birthday.
Yep.
And his birthday is December 28th.
Yep.
This year, we're really pulling out all the stops. The players and coaches will be wearing special Rashawn-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be available in an online auction with the proceeds benefiting Lycoming County Special Olympics, which Rashawn is part of. He bowls in Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that would be a great idea to do this year. And speaking of jerseys, we're doing something that has not been done in organized baseball anywhere. And I can't believe we got permission to do it, quite frankly. I just kind of gave it a shot, and it worked. But we're teaming up with Kellanova, formerly Kellogg's, the Kellogg's company.
Yep.
And on July 20th, we're going to have a salute to Pop-Tarts night. And our players and coaches will be suited up in specially designed, limited edition Pop-Tart jerseys and caps. Those will also be available in an online auction. Proceeds from that auction will go to the Central PA Food Bank. This has never been done. We got this national company, worldwide company, of Kellogg's to say, yeah, you can use all our logos and our marks and our mascot images and all that stuff and design a jersey and have fun. Of course, we do have a Kellogg's plant just down the road in Muncie, about 15 minutes away, where they produce well over a half million Pop-Tarts literally every day. So that helped a little bit, but that's one that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, Kate Flannery, by the way, Meredith Palmer on the
right,
office, as a matter of fact. So pop, yeah, because now we have the Pop-Tarts bowl, which they
yes, correct.
You know, so we now have that. So I mean, this is great. Looking forward to it. The other part too is you'll have a day game on the 4th of July, which always brings about the idea of what fireworks happen to be. So when are some of your fireworks shows going to be this year?
Fireworks every Saturday home game, and our 4th of July game is an afternoon game because
that's a 105
downtown Williamsport with a huge display. Yeah, so we don't want to compete with that, but we'll have a bucket hat giveaway that day. Summer patio makeover. Somebody's going to win a awesome, really expensive gas grill and patio set. It's all worth over $6,000. That's happening on July 4th. The other thing I should mention, Steve, on Friday, July 5th.
Yes.
WWE Hall of Famer Tito Santana will be here meeting fans, and the first 1,000 will get a Tito Santana bobblehead, and after the game,
okay,
outside the ballpark, a wrestling show for everybody as well.
Okay, now, I would like to point out that you'll be giving away 999 of them, because you know darn well that Joe Putnam, you know how Joe loves professional wrestling.
And State College is here that night, so yeah, Joe, we'll take care of Joe. Absolutely, positively. You heard it here.
You don't have to worry about me. I'm good. I'll be there, but I'm good, okay?
Gotcha.
Just fine. Just take the one you may have been holding aside from me, give it to Joe.
All right, we'll do that. We'll do that.
That'll be a lot of fun. What's rewarding for you? You've done this a long time. A long time you've done this. And you are universally respected by everybody that's involved in every level of the sport. What is it that drives you still?
It's fun. I mean, you know, one thing that really drives me, I think about the alternatives. You know, I could have a job that I hate. I can't think of anything better. Growing up as a kid, loving baseball, wanting to get into it and do what you do, Steve, but I didn't have the talent that you had. Oh. So I'm not doing play-by-play, but that's what I wanted to do. And was in radio in my first career, program director of radio stations, morning show host, all that stuff, and kind of got into baseball by being asked to be the public address announcer for our local team in Geneva, New York, who I grew up going to watch as a kid, and just always was a huge baseball fan, and now I'm in it, and it's my career, and it has been for, you know, going on almost 40 years, and I can't think of anything better to do, and to be able to go to a ballpark, a stadium, to work every day, there's a lot to be said for that.
Mm. What can you say about the staff that you have, both permanent and those that come in, the young people that can make such a difference for you?
Well, our front office, you know, are all veterans, really, for the most part. In fact, we just hired a new person on our staff who's running food and beverage, who was an intern with us about 12 years ago. And after interning with us, he went on to run food and beverage for a number of other teams. And then we brought him back home. But so he's in his first full year with us. But everybody else, it's an incredibly veteran staff. And you don't find that in smaller markets very much at all. We've been just incredibly lucky that both Doug Estes and myself have been here all 31 years. It doesn't happen at this level. And the support that we get from all of our game day employees, many of whom come back year after year, we can't do what we do without the things that they do for us on a nightly basis when we have home games.
You know, it's interesting because this is something I do bring up in the State College broadcast because it means a lot to me because they're the people that have the most contact with the fan. That's your ushers, your security personnel, EMTs, and so forth. How fortunate have you been that you have people that are on, quote, the front lines that can make a difference for what you do in Williamsport?
Yeah, we tell them in our staff game day staff meeting, like, you guys are the ones. It's not us. You know, I'll have contact with a handful of people. Doug will have contact with a handful of people on any given night, but it's those people running the cash registers, the ushers, the people taking the tickets, selling the tickets. They're the ones where if we get reviewed by a fan, it's going to be because of what they did or didn't do. So we always preach that, like, you guys are the ones. You're the ones that can make us or break us. And if you're coming to the ballpark to work, you should come to the ballpark with a positive attitude. Yeah, it's a job, but you know what? It's a place where people come to have fun. And if the employees aren't having fun, then the fans aren't going to have fun. It's like when you go to a restaurant and your waiter or waitress has a bad attitude, it ruins the whole thing, right? It's like, hey, I went out so I wouldn't have to, you know, cook this meal or wash the dishes or do this, but this person's making it no fun, and I'm paying, you know, double the price to do it at a restaurant as opposed to home or, you know, at a theme park and the people running the rides. You know, you can just tell sometimes that they don't want to be there, and it kind of ruins the experience. So we don't want to be people who ruin the experience when fans are coming here to escape and to have fun. We owe it to them, to us, to have a good time, which will help them have a good time.
And to that point, Gabe, I mean, for people who want to get tickets to see Cutters games this summer, how can they go about doing it?
So easy. Anytime at crosscutters.com. Make sure you're doing it at the Crosscutters website. Many third-party ticket sites out there that will charge you four, five, six times our regular ticket price. Our ticket started $8. So don't pay $40 for a ticket that you can get for $8. Get them at crosscutters.com. Call the Cutters hotline, 570-326-3389, or stop by right here in person at our box office at Journey Bank Ballpark.
And just remember, it's 999 bobbleheads to be given away. In fact, if you want, I will pay for the Joe Putnam one. Just again,
no need.
Just to keep peace in the booth.
Joe is our all-time buddy, so he gets a bobblehead, and we'll probably even get it signed for him.
Even better. Well, no, this has got to be a meet and greet.
That's true.
For Tito Santin, it'll be just as much of a thrill. Okay, so
I'll prep Tito. It'll be a good meeting.
I know it'll be a good meeting because you will prep him, right? Now, once he's done rolling his eyes, he'll be fine.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Gabe, thanks so much. Appreciate you. Can't wait to see you.
Steve, appreciate you and all that you do, and appreciate the opportunity to be on today.
Thanks so much. Gabe Sinacropi, Williamsport Crosscutters. This half hour of the show brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.